My name is Max. I'm 15 years old. Today is November 29th, and I'm speaking with my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Arlington, Massachusetts. Tell me about your early life.
Well, I was born in Portugal, Azores, beautiful island. I loved there. And my father was here before when he was a teenager. And he loved this country because he was in school here. He went back because his father had 7 girls and only him as a boy. But always loved this country. He was there, he had pineapple plantation.
Farmer,
mm-hmm. Pineapple plantations and hot houses. And he have a lot of property, and we live very happy. He had 2 grocery stores.
How many siblings did you have?
3 with me, 4. I'm the youngest of 4. And what else, honey?
What about your mother?
My mother was a very smart lady, a lady all the way. She educated us. We had school, but our education come from home. She was very particular with everything we do, the way we behave, and everything has to be perfect with her. So when the war with Germany finances, my father finances, had a big dip. Everything he had in the ships to deliver for Europe and all the parts, they couldn't go because of the blockade. So everything has to be through in a sea. And from that time on, life was hard, very hard. But my mother always keep us in home, keep the best she could. After the war, my father had a court, was in a court to come to this country. It took 15 years. I was 20 years old when we could come.
What year was that?
1956. I come in here 1956, December 8th, 61 years ago. It was very hard for me because Because I was 20 years old and I couldn't go to school. People said you cannot go to school. I went to work, but always I look to learn and to educate myself. After 5 years, I took my citizen papers, and 4 years, I took my license. So I was very determined to do the best for my family. My boyfriend was in the old country.
How did you meet him?
I met him. He was a neighbor, maybe half a mile to a mile from me. But I never knew him because he was 4 years older than I. Until he proposed and I laugh. So never laugh, you never know what's gonna go next. And we are married 61 years. I went back, got married, and he's here. Thank God.
When did he come over?
I come in 56, 57. It's about 60 years. He come, and my sister with her kids and her husband and my brother, older than me, but was single. Then that's our life. We work hard. We save our money. We bought a house, all of us. My daughter went, I had kids. My sister had kids. Some, two of them come from the old country. Anything else you want to know?
Tell me about your parents.
My parents was a wonderful person. My father loved this country. My father loved this family. My father always say, keep together. Because when you are together, you have strength. And that's the way he teach us to look for each other, to be close. He helped me a lot when I first got married. And we here, we live in his house. For 3 years, we save our money, and we bought our own house in Arlington that we still live.
How much did it cost? How much did it cost back then?
$19,000, but was need a lot of outside work. But your grandfather, my husband, was cabinet maker, carpentry, everything, and he fixed the house the way it is.
Are there any traditions carried on by our family?
Oh yes. We always have the Christmas, Easter, the Saint patron saint, and Saint Roque, Saint Roque, because, and matter of fact, my last name as singer was Roque. So we always enjoy. Always my mother celebrate, have nice meals. Festivity in the house, family, friends.
What's your favorite family holiday?
Christmas. It's still today is.
What about your grandparents?
Oh, my mother's mother died with 51 years old. She was 51. I was 6 years old when she died, 5 or 6. I still remember her. She was a beautiful woman, very kind. My grandfather was a very smart man. He was already a university graduate. And that time, not too many people were. But he was, and he used to go in the city a lot of times, help the governor. It was like friends. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So he was very good. He gave me a lot of good advice, teach us a lot. He used to say, look, young girl, you're not better than anybody, but remember one thing, nobody is better than you. Nobody. If they're rich, or they work for the money, or somebody left it to her. If they're poor, it's not their fault. They cannot succeed in life. But always remember, what comes around goes around. Never, never mistreat people, because you're going to be mistreated to one day.
Would you say he was one of the most... Would you say he was influential in your life?
Oh, very much, very much. My grandfather, my mother's father. My mother's father was a big, big influence. I used to read, and I was a little girl, and I used to read the Venus. I can't say the name. Venus books, Janus Venus or whatever. He used to have the book of the orphans. All those antique books, and I was so little, and I go to him, and he teach me what he did, that things. I loved him. I love him. Love him so much. My father's father was a nice man, but was not educated. He was a rich man. My father's mother was very rich and educated, very educated man. But telling you, that's the good, the things I have treasured with me all my life is my grandparents.
Did they ever come to America?
My father's father was here with my father. My grandfather, uncle, had business in Brazil, and he was from Lisbon. And
what kind of business was it?
Like the ships.
Oh, cruise. Okay.
So my grandfather used to go with any ships, Brazil, all the Central Americans, and he was an educator too at Brazilian University, and he was in what's the name in Lisbon too. So he was very, very nice man.
Can you tell me your experience of coming to the U.S.?
Well, I want to tell you something. I never want to go back because we make a change with my parents, and I want to stick to. But it was very hard. People at work was very mean. Always make you feel inferior. But I don't let none of them discourage. They used to say, oh, Portuguese are stupid. And stupid in English is estúpida in Portugal, in Portuguese. So I know what they say. And I used to say, I will show you how stupid, who's the stupidest.
Mm-hmm.
I never care what anybody says. I keep what I have in my mind, I keep to do. I was happy I was able to give college to my kids,
mm-hmm.
work 2-3 jobs if it was neat, but I never asked a penny from anybody, never. My husband was a hard worker, always worked 2 jobs too before, so we always, when we need, we never buy anything if we cannot afford, never.
Would you say that all working all those jobs taught you a lesson?
Oh yeah, taught me to appreciate life and don't ever abuse anybody. Don't ever abuse anybody.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memories? When my grandchildren was born. All my grandchildren. I love my children, but when you get to a certain age and you see your grandchildren, it's like a new life. I'm very, very, very proud of my grandchildren. I love them very much.
Can you tell me also one of your saddest moments?
My saddest moment when my father died with 69 years old of a heart attack. One day, he was here in my house. The next day, he died. It was very, very sad. He was too young, and he loves this country so much. But like he says, he gets his wish. All the kids were here.
Would you say that it caused you any pain, like not...
When he died?
Wanting to stay here? Like not wanting to stay here and wanting to go back?
Or? When he died, I couldn't do that because I have my 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have my house, I have my husband, my job was here. But I was like for a year or more than a year. We were all numbed. Not only me, all my family, my sister, my brothers, my mother, and everybody knew him because my father was the kindest man you can think. First and everything is our happiness. Our happiness is everything for him. Everything.
Would you say that that event brought you and your siblings closer?
Oh, yes.
Andrea.
Oh, yes. Brought us very close to my mother and the, all together. Yes. We all love them very much. I don't think I ever met any other kind man like him. He never had a bad word for anybody. When he died, he was an undertaker. And people were coming to say, I know you don't know me, but I met your father in this place. I met your father. I have to come and say he was a wonderful man. And we are very sorry. He was great. That's 40 some years ago, and we still feel the pain. Very bad.
Do you ever miss your country?
Yes, I miss. You know, I don't want to live there, but I miss. It's you go to bed and you think the beautiful view of the water, the ships crossing the Atlantic. Because St. Michael is one of the most beautiful islands. I've been all over a lot of islands, but I always think she's beautiful. I would like to go someday. I took my kids there, and I hope your parents take your kids someday there. I hope that. It's only 4.5 hours an airplane from here.
Do we still have any relatives over there?
Second cousins, maybe. Mm-hmm. But you're not people I was close. I'm here 61 here. So.
What was one of the most difficult moments when you decided to come over?
To come over here? To leave my sister, my brothers, my nephews, and my boyfriend of 5 years. But 3 months after, I went back and got married. And the full year, my husband, Yorifu, comes 7 months after. So it's not too bad.
Where did you get married?
In the church in St. Roch. The church we used, you know, Catholic church. Only walking 4 or 5 minutes from my house.
Was there anything surprising after you got married and came here?
Surprised me? You know, was after the war. And it was 10 or 12 years. Things was not too developed yet. Was very depressed. Mm-hmm. Buildings and houses, brown houses. Nothing I expect better. But I don't get depressed. I says, well, that's the tradition. That's this country. But then today is everything beautiful.
How does the U.S. compare to Portugal?
St. Michael is almost one people. We are friends with each other. We know almost everybody. And he is too many nationality, and everybody competes, want to be better than you, want to be better than you. You know what I mean? It's different. I don't think it's trust enough in people in here. When I come to this country, somebody says, never ask how old they are, never ask how much they make, never ask nothing about them. Don't ever tell them they look good, because if you say they little chubby or something, they will kill you. So you learn how to live. You learn how to shut your mouth and let it go wrong.
How do you want to be remembered by everybody?
I just want to remember that I try my best to be good, to not to hurt anybody. And I wanted my grandchildren to remember me, how much I love them. And the rest of people, they have to make their own decisions. But I just want people to know that I try all the time to be nice to people. I try my heart at work and in every place.
Do you want to be here or back in Portugal when you...
When I die? Right here. That's my father is, my mother, my oldest brother. And them I'm going to be. That's my country now. I love this country. I'll give my life in this country if it's necessary. Because that's what I have my beautiful kids and that's the way they become good persons, and their kids too.
We,